The epistle today for the Feast of Christ the King is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 1. Brethren, we give thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for in him were all things created, in heaven, on earth, invisible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominations or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and in him. And he is before all, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may hold the primacy. Because in him it hath well pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, that in through him to reconcile all things unto himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, both as to the things that are on earth and the things that are in heaven, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 18. At that time, Pilate said to Jesus, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or have others told it thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thy own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence." Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest it, I am a king, for this was I born, and for this came I into the world." Words taken from today's gospel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, I would like to begin by telling you about a great saint, a crisis, and a political election. The saint is Pope St. Pius X, and the crisis was an attempt to turn the people of Venice away from the church and from their Catholic faith, and stir them to laud and approve the anti-Catholic Freemasonic governments in Italy. Before his election to the Supreme Pontificate in 1903, Pius X, whose name was Joseph Sarto, was the Cardinal Archbishop of the city of Venice. There he had already begun his program to restore all things in Christ. But here is what happened in 1895. 125 years ago in the city of Venice. First of all, the patron saint of the ancient city of Venice is Saint Mark the Evangelist. The sacred relics of this great saint are kept in the Cathedral of Venice, which is named Saint Mark's in his honor. And each year on the feast of this great saint, April the 25th, there are no little celebrations held in Venice celebrating the patronal saint of the city. And so it was on the feast of St. Mark in the year 1895 that the future Pope Pius X, Cardinal Sarto, addressed hundreds and hundreds of Catholic people at the cathedral, encouraging them in so many words to honor St. Mark, to love their Catholic faith, to live their Catholic faith, and to secure for the city of Venice a Catholic way of life for future generations. After the pontifical High Mass and sermon, joyous celebrations, festivals, and banquets ensued throughout the city. But while the cardinal, the clergy, and the Catholic people of Venice were celebrating, the mayor of Venice, a man whose name was Sindaco Salvatico, who was a notorious Freemason and very much anti-Catholic, and members of the city council, who were also Freemasons, were meeting and plotting. Sometimes people ask me, what exactly is a Freemason? They hear the name, they hear the word, but what is a Freemason? A Freemason is a member of a Freemasonic lodge, and Freemasonry is a secret society which has as its supreme purpose the complete an entire destruction of the Catholic Church and Christian civilization itself. In its infancy, Freemasonry was a loose collection of lodges throughout the various kingdoms of Europe, which lodges were divided. But in the mid to late 18th century, these loosely connected lodges were firmly united by another secret society, which called itself and still calls itself the Illuminati, whose evil founder, Adam Weishaupt, joined all the lodges of Freemasonry in Europe together to work for the common purpose of the destruction of the Catholic Church and Christian civilization and morality. The French Revolution of 1789 was theirs. The violent attacks upon the church that followed since belonged to them. The socialist revolutions of the 19th century in Italy, Europe, Mexico, South America, and even the communist revolutions in Russia, China, Vietnam, and Asia, these were directed according to the program of Freemasonry, which is directed by the Illuminati. Wherever, my dear people, there is socialism and communism, there is a restriction on religion, there is a persecution of the Catholic religion. Because the Catholic faith and religion is the only true religion, the only true faith. And thus it is the greatest threat to socialism, atheistic communism, and Freemasonry. And thus did the Freemasonic mayor and his council meet on the Feast of St. Mark, not to celebrate, but to scheme and to plot against the cardinal and the church. After some deliberation, the mayor remarked, "Gentlemen, we shall celebrate an event more glorious than that of St. Mark. This coming September, we must observe the 25th anniversary of the day the Pope's standards sank into the dust." The anniversary, my dear friends, to which the mayor of Venice was referring was September 19th, 1870, the day on which the Freemasonic King Victor Emmanuel, after having subjected all Italy to his rule, finally on that day took the city of Rome and the lands called the Papal States, defeating the papal army of Pius IX. And thus Italy became a united country under the rule of a Freemason. Even as Rome, the center of our holy faith, became its capital. Most of Italy was then dominated by socialist, secular, anti-Catholic governments. Venice, the mayor concluded, Venice, he said, will celebrate a joyous feast in memory of the time when church control of Rome and the church influence in Italy ended. Now, a few days later, Monsignor Giovanni Bresson, Cardinal Sarto's personal secretary, handed him the morning paper, which contained a vivid description of the upcoming celebration that would take place in September of that year, 1895. When the cardinal read it, he was so filled with righteous indignation that he clenched his fist tightly and then stated to Monsignor Bresson, "Venice shall not show such insult to the Pope." Then in a very adamant tone of voice, Cardinal Sarto said this, "By September, there will be no more Freemasons in public office. The people will sweep these men out of the State House." Monsignor Bresson, a bit alarmed at the words of the Cardinal, asked, "What are you contemplating, Eminence?" "The coming elections, Giovanni," answered the cardinal, "the coming elections." And then he went on to say this. These are the words of the future Pope St. Pius X. "I have never taken part in politics because the dignity of the priesthood is too sublime to mix in partisan matters. But now I can no longer be silent. I shall call on all Venice to defeat all the Freemasons in the election. Oh, I shall not make any speeches nor waste words, but three words I will put into the souls of the Venetians: work, pray, vote." The summer months passed, and then came the fateful election day in Venice. While the ballots were being cast, prayers were being offered, Catholic people were flocking to the polling stations and to the churches. Since that memorable April day, Cardinal Sarto had especially encouraged the Catholic people of Venice to pray the rosary every day for this intention. To this request, the clergy and the religious and the Catholic faithful responded. The cardinal had reminded them that their ancestors had once courageously fought at the Battle of Lepanto in 1571 and had won complete victory over the Turks by the power of Mary's rosary. But it was in the evening on that election day in Venice that Cardinal Sarto had been kneeling for hours in fervent prayer before the Eucharistic Christ in the tabernacle. Monsignor Bresson, who could hardly contain himself, dashed into the chapel. And entering the sanctuary, he cried out with no little emotion, "Victory, Eminence, victory. The Freemasons have all been voted out of office. They no longer control Venice." Cardinal Sarto expressed his joy and gratitude to God. "Thanks be to God," he whispered, "and to the Most Holy Virgin Mary." Today, my dear friends, is the great feast of Christ the King. Today we celebrate, today we honor and we proclaim him to be the King of Kings, the supreme head of all kingdoms, all countries, all nations upon the earth, as well as the King who rules over our homes and our hearts. After Mass this morning, our Eucharistic King will be solemnly exposed on the altar in the monstrance, and then we will pray the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We will make the act of consecration of the human race to the Sacred Heart, and we will also begin, as I mentioned, the 9-day novena prayer for our country and the upcoming election. Like Venice, but in a certain sense far worse, our United States of America is enduring a crisis that no one here can ignore. Under the semblance of the word liberal or Democrat, certain politicians, in particular on all levels of government, whether those running for office now, those in the Senate, those in the House of Representatives, governors of states, mayors of cities, and then the majority of the media, major television networks and newspapers, and the host of Hollywood entertainers who are doing their part. When all is said and done, these people are promoting, they are approving, or they are funding a socialist and even anti-Christ Marxist agenda in our country. For at the very least, they implicitly approve of the organized chaos and disorder, the looting and destruction, which they still call peaceful protesting. And not to mention, among some of them, their public disdain for religion, even as they are bent on making sure that this country will not only continue to murder its unborn children, but there are some among them who are already introducing the practice of infanticide. That is the murder of a newborn baby immediately after birth. This and much more, my dear people, are the evils that we are up against in our nation. But as the saintly Cardinal of Venice, the future Pope St. Pius X, Joseph Sarto, encouraged the people of Venice, so we must do the same. Work, pray, and vote. By work, I mean do the duties of your state and life, even as you strive to live a good Catholic life, being patient in the midst of difficulties, being kind and forgiving towards others, and being pure and chaste in thought, word, and deed, keeping out of your hearts and your homes all evil, impurity, and immodesty of every kind, for such evils not only condemn to eternal torment, but make a mockery of the kingship of Christ. By pray, I most especially mean the Holy Rosary. How much Cardinal Sarto appreciated the power of Mary's Rosary. So much that he reminded the Venetians that it was through the rosary that their ancestors conquered the Turks at Lepanto. He thus had a holy understanding that the rosary is not just a beautiful prayer made up of paters and aves, and meditations on the lives of Jesus and Mary. But the rosary is truly a weapon. You know, when our Blessed Mother first gave the rosary to St. Dominic in the year 1214, this is what she said to him. "My dear Dominic, do you know which weapon the Blessed Trinity wants to use to reform the world?" She used the word weapon. She didn't say, "Do you know which devotion? Do you know which prayer?" She said, "Do you know which weapon the Trinity wants to use to reform the world?" And it was then she revealed to him the rosary and its power. And through St. Dominic, the rosary was this weapon meant to be used by all Catholics, even unto the end of time. Consider, my dear friends, when the Lady came to Fatima in 1917. Again, the weapon she gave to us was the rosary. The rosary is a weapon. It is a Catholic's weapon of choice. If a soldier does not use his weapon during combat, it avails him nothing. And so with the rosary, if we don't use it, it will avail us nothing. I was so encouraged to hear that so many of our Catholic people in chapels and missions around the country were and are praying a 54-day rosary novena for our country and the election. The sisters here have been praying rosaries and special prayers to St. Joseph. Many masses have been offered and are being offered for this intention by our priests. So many people here and around the country praying and asking Mary Immaculate, the Mother of Mercy, by the power of her rosary, to obtain mercy from our loving and merciful King. Let us all continue to pray the rosary for our nation, for our President, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. And finally, vote. I mean what Cardinal Sarto meant. Go out and vote. It is not only our civic duty to vote, my dear people, it is also our duty by the virtue of piety to do our part to see as far as we are able that officials who are elected to public office will uphold not just the Constitution of the United States, but will uphold or are at least favorable to Catholic moral teaching. Unfortunately, in this day and age, it is not always easy to determine which candidates support sound Catholic morals. And so it is of the utmost importance that research be done before voting to see where the candidates, whether they are Republican, Democrat, conservative, or independent, where they stand on the moral issues of today, especially abortion. For a Catholic is bound in conscience not to vote for a candidate who supports abortion. But as Cardinal Sarto encouraged the Venetians to do their part, so must we. Let us then do our part, my dear friends, to promote the kingship of Christ in our nation by living good Catholic lives, making him the king of our homes and our hearts, by praying the Holy Rosary every day, using that weapon that God sent to us through his most blessed Mother in this warfare against evil. And finally, by voting, exercising our civic duty, and practicing the virtue of piety. And please, God, may it soon be that through the intercession of Our Lady, Saint Joseph, and our daily rosaries, that our great nation, the United States of America, will truly be a Christian nation under the rule of Christ the King. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.